Hey friend, Dana Gresh here. It's time to take the Holy Girl walk. It makes it easier to meditate on and memorize the Bible. The secret is walking. Your brain really does love it. The back and forth movement of your legs improves memory. If you walk with me for just 16 days, you'll have a whole chapter of the Bible memorized, Psalm 130. In season 4 of the Holy Girl Walk, we're going to explore the truth that we are forgiven and free. Lace up and let's go. Corrie ten Boom was a Dutch Christian who helped hide Jews during World War II. Now, I talk about her a lot. Maybe you've heard me. She and her sister Betsy have a really special place in my heart. They were arrested and sent to Nazi concentration camps. After the war, Corrie spoke publicly about forgiveness. She promised God she would forgive those who hurt her. Well, one night in 1947, while speaking in Munich, she saw in the audience a former guard from Ravensbrück, the very camp where she had suffered. Memories flooded back, the cruelty, the shame, and Corrie froze. But she remembered that God had commanded her to forgive. She prayed silently, "Jesus, help me forgive him right now." Then she forced herself to step forward and extend her hand. And as she did, she wrote, "From my shoulder, through my arm, and into my hand, a current of love seemed to flow." She gave that guard her forgiveness, even though her heart couldn't feel it at first. Corrie later reflected, it wasn't her act of forgiveness that helped heal the world after the Holocaust. It was God's mercy flowing through her. And there you have it. A beautiful bonus reason we must receive God's mercy and forgiveness. It changes our world when it flows through us to others through service. And that's what we read about in Psalm 130. Today, you'll begin to memorize Psalm 130, verse 4. It reads, "But with you there is forgiveness, so that we can, with reverence, serve you." I can think of no greater illustration of that verse than Corrie ten Boom's moment of extending her hand in forgiveness. Not for the man she forgave, but in service to Jesus. Forgiveness is a deliberate act of grace, releasing someone from the debt of their offense, even when justice would permit repayment. In Scripture, the Hebrew word for mercy means to release or to send away. When God forgives, He doesn't pretend our sin never happened. He lifts the weight of it off our shoulders because Jesus already carried it, already paid for it. Isaiah 43:25 reads, "I, even I, am He who blots out your transgressions for my own sake and remembers your sins no more." Forgiveness isn't forgetting or excusing. It's what happens when God chooses mercy over punishment. And when you get a taste of it, you desire to mirror the God who chose mercy for you, and you pass it on. Okay, let's get you walking and meditating. Just a reminder, I created a short 2-episode podcast series just for my tween True Girls to take the Psalm 130 Holy Girl Walk Challenge. Find it at mytruegirl.com or on our podcast menu or wherever you like to listen to the True Girl podcast with me and Stacey Rudolph. The season's titled Songs for the Climb. And we will virtually travel to Jerusalem to walk where the Israelites did when they sang Psalm 130. Happy walking, friend.